talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. Getaway Friday, January 29th, 2021. Last Friday in the month of January. How about that? It'll be February or February next time Friday rolls around. And we'll also know the answer to the age-old questions of Groundhog Day next Friday, because Groundhog Day is Tuesday. So there you go. Joined in studio this week by Michelle Whitaker. Michelle, back for playing with your phone.
I was turning it down. I'm being polite.
Well, you should have turned it down like before we went on the air.
Well, you know why I didn't, but we don't want to talk about that.
Is that why you didn't?
I just forgot.
You were busy doing other... Yeah.
Not during the programming.
Now, what happened to your friend?
She had an important appointment.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Well, good for her.
And she also... I know she had to take... she had to take Owen to school to work out and weigh in before practice.
Oh, good.
For wrestling.
So, well, I hope they're having a good time.
She did actually have stuff she had to do.
I don't ever think she's lying. I just think sometimes we get our wires crossed in the whole conversation.
Well, maybe she's listening. Or not. She's probably over us.
She's over it. That's okay, though. She can go do what she needs to do. I mean, that's the life. You got to do what you got to do.
You know? I'll text her. We're on.
We're on. You're missing this.
On this sunny Friday.
Is it sunny outside?
It's sunny outside.
I haven't been out since this morning.
Yeah, yesterday it was that just snow a little bit. I don't even call that snow. Just, what do you call that?
It was a dusting.
I didn't want to say spit and snow. That really sounds like.
It was a dusting yesterday. We had a dusting.
Yeah, we had a little dusting.
Little dusting.
Yep.
So earlier on in the week we did pet peeves. What's your pet peeve?
I named this. I don't know. I got to go back up. I don't remember. I said...
You don't remember what your pet
peeve
is?
One of mine was, and I have kids, but this could get... I said I hate when people are screaming at their kids like in public. Like, it drives me nuts.
Well, but sometimes they probably have to because the kids are acting out.
You know what I used to do with my kids if they were on the ground? I just kept walking. Like, they would eventually get up and follow me. They always got up to follow me.
But what about the people who are around them when you leave?
I know, but I don't feel like they want to listen to me screaming. Like,
no, but at that point, isn't it moot when the kid is already screaming?
You know, honestly, I never took my kids shopping when they were little. If I had to take them, I just didn't go.
Does it really cause that much embarrassment, though?
No, I'm not embarrassed about it.
I see people embarrassed.
It's just annoying.
People, it's like they're about to have a heart attack. They
it's
get
not
so
if
embarrassed.
They're yelling at them, like, it's if they're being really mean to their kids. There's a difference between disciplining them and then they're just, like, screaming at them for, you know, that's not necessary. Like, if you're being mean to your kids.
Well, okay, like, how would you discipline a kid verbally? What would you say?
I don't know. I didn't, you know, my kids were perfect. I didn't have that problem.
You just said you left them in the aisles.
Honestly, I think one of them, I can't remember who was one of the boys. It had to be the oldest because we were at Ames. By the way, it's called Ames. We had this discussion. You were having this discussion one day on the...
What's called Ames?
Hills became Ames.
It did.
But nobody, you couldn't remember the name of it right away.
Oh, when was this?
This was been a few weeks ago, about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was green.
Yes, Ames. Yeah.
Nobody ever shopped there.
I did, obviously.
No, people didn't go. That's why they're not there anymore.
Yeah, so I think he was on the floor, and I just stepped over him and just kept kind of walking, you know, watching him, and he got up.
See, but you remember the store,
goodbye.
And it's even a store that's closed, so it must have been a traumatic moment for you.
It was.
It was a traumatic
but
moment.
Honestly.
It stuck out in your mind.
I really didn't take my kids shopping that much when I, but I understand there's people that have to take their kids. They don't have a choice. So, like, they stayed home with the spouse. I didn't, like, if I was going grocery shopping, I was not taking them most of the time.
Well, what is the proper age to start taking kids shopping?
I don't know. Never.
Never. But when they can go themselves.
When they're little, they want to buy, like, oh, the grocery store toy aisle. Let's talk about that and how overpriced it is. There's another pet peeve.
Well, it's because it's not supposed to be there. You know, this
it's
is a,
so frustrating
it's a grocery
when you
store,
have a
but,
kid with you that well, wants to...
But that's because you bring your kid.
Yeah. You but know? That's not really a pet peeve. I was just naming things. There's other
I mean,
things.
Do you have a real pet peeve here? These are not really pet peeves.
No, that's just annoying. I don't. Not really. Do I? Do you think I have one?
Well, I'm sure you do. Everybody does.
You haven't noticed mine, though?
Not that I... Well... I don't know. It's hard to tell because usually people are not going to tell you if you're doing something that's bothering them.
Like, even, like, people that are late don't bother me, really. It should. I don't like being late to work, but that's on me. I don't know. I can't think of a pet peeve.
I'm sure you've told me a pet peeve.
I'm sure I have a... You know, I hate... AirPods or earphones or earbuds always in kids' ears and they can't ever hear what you're saying.
Thing? What about
like,
the ear
I'll be
thing?
Talking to them and I won't know they have one of their AirPods in or not listening to a word I just said to them.
It's called an AirPod?
Yeah, well, that's the Apple brand,
oh, okay.
AirPods.
Okay.
The white ones.
No,
that,
but what about the thing where you take one out and you put it in the girl's ear and you leave one in your ear? That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. But or clean it off first, at least. Like, get an alcohol swab.
You think these kids are doing that?
No.
No.
Heck no. But that does drive me nuts. Kids that have their earbuds in all the time and you're, like, especially people with longer hair, I can't see that you have your earbuds in. My oldest, he has his in and he cannot hear me at all, and I will be having a full conversation, and I didn't know he had his earbuds in.
What are they listening to?
It's usually YouTube, honestly. They watch a lot of YouTube, the boys do.
But don't you see them on their thing?
No, because their phone can be in their pocket. Because they're not connected. Like, there's not a wire.
Right.
They're wireless.
So they've just hit a video, put it in their pocket.
They do that, yes.
And they're listening.
Yes.
So these must be long videos.
Like, one day, he was upstairs... And I was, like, yelling from the bottom of the steps. And I thought, I'm glad there's not a fire because you would die. Because, like, I screamed fire because he wasn't listening. And he never came down.
But he has eyes. He would see the fire.
He couldn't smell it. You would smell
it. You'd smell it.
I
thought something was
first.
On fire here the other day.
Did you?
I did.
What was it?
I thought it was that computer that I hooked up. Because it had not been hooked up for, like, 2 years. But how about the chairs?
I thought you were going to say 20 years.
How about the new chairs?
These chairs are very nice.
Thank
Abby
you.
Abby is missing out on the new chairs.
She is.
They are she swanky. Is. Oh, she...
They so, are swanky.
Swanky new chairs.
Swanky.
Oh, she said, oh, hi, I'm listening.
Oh,
Abby,
good.
You're missing out on the chairs. We got new chairs.
Very nice chairs.
So we're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're getting better.
Where were we need to
you
be?
You just moved into the 20th century.
Listen, I have worked, I don't know how many studios I've been in, and you would not believe the other studios that I've had to work in.
I bet I would because of just where I went the other day.
Where'd you go the other
to
day?
To that doctor's office.
Oh, yeah. That well, there's a lot of that.
That was straight walking back to 1980, whatever.
There was a studio I worked in one time that was on Church Street, and you there was a window in it. So every time anything drove by, the window rattled.
Oh.
And it was awful.
She wants to know about headphones. What about headphones?
Oh, it's a pet peeve.
She doesn't like the headphones. That's not her pet peeve.
Who's pet peeve? What is she talking about?
She said, oh, the chairs are finally there.
They are here.
What about the headphones?
What headphones?
Oh, he didn't order new headphones yet.
Well, I didn't realize... Most people don't complain like you do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, but the pet peeve, honestly, is the gum chewing thing. I just will never get over that.
The swapping of the
yes,
the gum.
Because I can't even imagine. First of all, chewing gum is a little bit disgusting to begin with.
I was being very graphic on our messaging about
yeah,
the chewing gum.
But you don't,
I wouldn't say that on air, though.
Would you do it, though? I mean, would you chew
now?
Somebody else's
not,
gum?
Not now.
No, then. You really would have?
Yeah, I totally did.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
I had a boyfriend for 3 years in high school.
Did you chew his gum?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Why'd you chew his gum?
I mean, it's swapping spit. What's the difference?
But that's different. That's different than chewing somebody. Yes.
Okay, so this is really disgusting. We had, like, I remember when we were when you were talking about this on air the other day. So there's this little canister I had, right? And it, remember the little tin canisters that had, like, the fake snakes in it that would jump out, like, from a joke store or something?
Yeah.
And you would open it. It said, like, mints. Well, I had taken that out.
Peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle?
That's what it would say.
Did it say peanut brittle?
Yeah, it said peanut brittle.
Okay. So, I still remember what my canister looked like. It's this little, you know, can. And I didn't have the fake snake in there, obviously, anymore. And we... This is gross. He used to, like, we would put our gum in the little canister.
Why?
I don't know. Because we were stupid. We were 14. And
then what would you do with it?
Save it. It was just in there. I don't know why we did that.
Well, that's not horrible, as long as you didn't chew it again.
We didn't chew it again, but we had a whole, like, canister of our gum.
Well,
true love, I tell
you. Well, that's, you know.
There's gum walls places, though. I know there is.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, if you want to stick your gum somewhere, knock yourself out. I'm talking about putting gum in somebody else's mouth. And the person who's receiving this just, oh, yeah, that's good. Let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. That's terrible.
Why is that? Because they were already chewing it?
Yeah, they were already chewing it. First of all, gum is only good when you first put it in anyway. It already starts to dissipate when it's in there. So you're like getting a chewed up piece of nothing. It just is disgusting.
Well, what if it's fresh?
Well, if you have fresh gum, good. Just take what is the significance? That's what I'm trying to figure out here. What is loving about that?
Sometimes you need a piece of gum.
Well, buy one.
And the only kind
what is it,
that's
a nickel?
There is the ABC kind.
No, 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 no. No, it's just horrible.
Sometimes you're desperate.
You know
what if you get to school and you forgot you brushed your teeth and the only person that has a piece of gum is your boyfriend and he's already chewing the piece of gum? I don't know. Would you rather have that, the nasty breath all day?
Well, but why can't you just get a piece of gum? It's a nickel. Somebody's going to have gum.
Nobody else has gum.
All I'm saying is...
People are stingy with their gum.
This is like the earbud thing. It clearly has something to do with relationships.
So what do you think is worse, the earbud thing or the gum?
Probably the gum. Because the ear, you know, there's a chance you can probably get by with that without having an ear infection.
Yeah.
But the gum thing, you're getting germs galore.
But if it's like your boyfriend or girlfriend, you're already kissing them. So what's the difference? Now, if it's somebody you're not kissing, I understand that. Like, no.
You know, kissing is not that deep.
So you don't take drinks after people or anything. See?
No.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Why would I want to drink after somebody?
Not in this day and age, do you? I have a friend that her daughter just had corona. Like, well, she's out of quarantine, so it's probably been 2 weeks. But during that time, she goes, I ate after her. I haven't eaten after anybody this whole time, and I don't know why, but I ate after her, like, when right before she got diagnosed with it. But she didn't get it.
I don't think it can live on food.
I don't know. I mean, your saliva and
Did she lick her food before she ate it?
It was soup. So, like, you're putting your soup spoon back in.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
But she had already had one dose of the vaccine. So she said she was, like, 50 to 60% less likely to get it. So maybe that's what worked for her.
You know, this is interesting because I saw an article this week that because during this pandemic, for whatever reason, millennials... whatever age group that is, are moving in together more. The numbers are up.
They're moving in together more.
They're moving in together more during the time of the pandemic.
Oh.
Now, I wonder if this is financial, and then I also wonder if this is because of loneliness. Because people are working at home.
True.
And it's hard to visit other people right now, and you can't go see other people at work, and you can't go out to eat together, and all this mess.
You mean like couples or just groups of people are moving in together? Like just in general people?
Millennials.
So they're just all moving in together.
That's
doesn't matter
that,
if you're
well, it's probably more, I would guess that the indication was coupling.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a bad move. Don't move in together. No. If you need to save money, I mean, maybe.
See, living with people is just a problem in general.
Yeah, you get, but they're probably tired of being, like, they can't go out really. In Ohio. Well, they just, didn't they just extend the curfew to 11?
I think last night.
Yeah, I think it got extended. So, you know, and honestly, well, millennials now, how old are millennials now? They're older.
See, I don't know what the cutoff is.
They're older. They're definitely,
So the millennium was when? 2000, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is a millennial?
Is that when it starts, is 2000?
See, I don't know.
I don't either. I forget what I am at the moment. I'm
old.
Xennial.
You're old.
I'm old.
Old. Sure.
Oh, here. I got a pet peeve from people who don't silence their phone when playing a game or listen to stuff on it loudly. That's a good one.
Well, yeah, but didn't you say you don't like the earbuds, so it's got to be one or the other.
No, it's, they always have their earbuds in. It's annoying. Like, can you not have your earbuds in at some point during the day?
Well, I think that's all about trying to stay busy. People don't like being bored.
Well, at school,
bored is a bad thing.
I can tell you at school, high schoolers, they have their earbuds in all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Because they are listening to something.
And my son told me, even when, this is a son that he graduated, that they have, you know how they have the little pockets that you put your cell phone in the door to, for extra bonus points, or you got to put your cell phone up? Well, he said he would just press play on his phone there, and it still reached his earbud, and he'd have his earbud in listening to whatever he was listening
sharp.
To. Yeah.
See?
Every day.
Technology.
He said in a certain science class.
But do you think technology has made us stupider? I think it has.
Heck yeah.
Well, because I think, you know, like this morning when I was doing the thing with the egg cream, the chocolate egg cream, I thought, you know, you could just Google this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a day where that would have been very hard information to come up with. You could not have, I mean, what are you going to look at, an encyclopedia under egg cream? You know, it would have been very hard to find that information, but now it's not.
The days of Funkin' Wagnalls. Wasn't that one of them? We
had Funkin' Wagnalls. That's a dictionary.
It was encyclopedia.
No.
I'm going to Google it.
See? This has made us dumber.
I'm telling you, Funkin' Wagnalls had an encyclopedia set. My parents had one. There they are.
Is it a dictionary?
It's encyclopedias.
Is it a dictionary?
They have a dictionary.
They have a dictionary.
Yes, but
Thank you.
We had that set of encyclopedias, I remember. It was on the bookshelves.
Yeah, but why do we don't even try anymore to try to use the brain. We just immediately pop it in.
I try to remember stuff. I do. Like names and stuff of actors or where I saw them or something.
See, that's why I like the Family Feud, because you really can't Google that.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be able to Google it though, because where do you get the questions?
Oh, I learned not to get them off the internet.
Mm.
I learned a long time ago that was not the place to get your answers.
Because everybody would Google it?
Because everybody would Google it.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to remember people's names and stuff, though, like actors or where I saw them in a movie or something before I Google it.
I think the internet, in a way, has ruined a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't talk anymore.
No.
People don't converse. People don't make eye contact. People don't...
No, they don't. My son, the middle one, he will say, he was like, that's how he was talking the other day. I go, what? What did you say? He's like, I go, okay. And then this was 2 days ago. And then last night he found himself mumbling to me still. And then he stopped himself and like opened his mouth and spoke after I had like been on him for a day about it, because I know he can talk. So, yeah, I think people don't know how to have a conversation. Definitely.
Okay. Now, this came up with me this week. Now, what age do you feel like? Like, we know your age. It's
oh, how old do I feel?
Yeah, like, in not about, like...
It's been a couple rough years, so I feel about 60
saying,
right
no,
now.
No, not aches and pains. I'm talking about,
not
like...
Not aches and pains, mentally.
Well, I'm just talking about, in your mind, how old do you feel? Do you, in like a conversation?
I can tell you, okay, when I first had a first teaching job, I was 26. I did not feel much older than those high school kids I was teaching. Did you taught high school? Didn't you feel Like,
yeah, similar.
Yeah,
similar
it was just weird. Like, you're like, you related to them still.
But I think I was younger than 26.
Yeah, you would have been.
Yeah.
Because we were there at the same time.
Yeah.
How did we never see each other? I don't know.
We probably
did. Yeah.
I don't remember things that happened.
Well, that school's so big, you don't see people all the
time. But there were people who I worked with.
Right.
Who I don't remember if it happened so many years ago.
You blocked it out.
I don't know if I block it out. I just don't remember it well. I don't know why.
Well, I was upstairs my first year.
I was down by the door.
Yeah, you were in my room that I moved in. So I moved into your room
when I said, I've had enough.
When you're like, I'm done.
I'm done.
Yeah. But I definitely felt, then I still felt really young. Now, I feel my age. Like, I don't feel like when I was 30, I don't feel.
Well, I'll tell you what happened this week. Here's what happened. It made me, I was with a bunch of, actually Gavin, who's been on this show. Mm-hmm. He's like 20.
Yeah.
And there was a group of other kids who I think were even younger than him, mm-hmm. like 18, 19. And we had seen a cover of a tabloid that had Larry King on it.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, he died. And so they're talking about Larry King, and I said, well, you know, when I interviewed Larry King, this is my, and they said, well, you didn't interview Larry King. And I said, well, yeah, I interviewed Larry King. and Gavin says, well, yeah, he probably did. So, not probably, I did interview Larry King. So we get past that. And then they start talking about Betty White's birthday.
Right.
And I said, well, when I had Betty White, no, you didn't talk to Betty White.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we get on this thing, and this is a weird conversation. One of the girls says she's doing a book report on Maya Angelou because of the inauguration, and they're saying that girl is the new Maya Angelou.
Right.
And I said, when I interviewed Maya Angelou.
You're name dropping.
Which I am name dropping, but the thing was, see, it doesn't occur to me that these things are out of people's time.
Yeah.
That you know.
Oh, it is.
Betty White, for people, has always been 100. That's how they feel. And Larry King, to them, they were not alive when he was a big deal. And Maya Angelou is like a legend to them that never lived.
Right. You know what's weird, though? Because...
And I start to think, man.
For me, Betty White, when I was little, of course I thought she was old on the Golden Girls. But she wasn't.
Well, she was not young.
But she wasn't old.
She was over 60.
I mean, for me, though, she seemed like she was old.
Well,
like,
to you, she was then.
Young, right.
Yeah.
But now, when I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, she wasn't that old. Like, she was pretty young still when she did the Golden Girls.
I don't know about young. I think...
I mean, I don't think 60's old.
She was like, what would she been, like 63?
I don't think 60's are old.
I don't know.
You think 60s are old?
I don't think anybody at 60 is going to be asking you to... People stop doing things at a certain age. I think at 40 and 50, they'll still ask you to do stuff. But once you hit 60, I think they're going to stop asking you to run to the grocery store for them. They're going to... It deteriorates out a little bit.
I don't know.
And then
that.
When you get to be like 80 or 90, if you make it that far, then they start to give you chairs when you don't ask for them. And they kind of grab a hold of your arm to make sure you're not going to fall over, even if you're not leaning. You watch that. That's observational. That's all age.
That's true. But yeah, I definitely show my age on certain things. Definitely like with what you're talking about with the kids and stuff. And today I was taking my son to school singing Mamas and Papas.
Well, but it just, to me, it never occurs to me that, what's the time now?
I don't know.
What's the equivalent?
I don't know.
See, I don't think there is one, and I think that's a problem. I think we've got, like, the space and time where internet happened,
mm-hmm.
where people became famous for doing nothing, that it's like a nothing time.
Well, that's true. Like, you can get famous for...
Well, I asked somebody the other day, a girl who is...
TikTok famous.
Well, a girl who's like 20, 21, something like that. And I said to her, because she dropped out of college.
Oh.
And she wanted to be a... what did she want to be? Something to do with animals. It wasn't a veterinarian, but something to do with animals. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, so what do you... You know, you're not going to stay out long. What are you going to do? And she said, I just really want to be famous. And I said, okay. I said, but for what? And she said, no, I just want to be famous.
So what does she do to be famous?
Well, her thought was go on a reality show. But see, that's insane to me because that's just being famous for being known. Wouldn't it be better to actually do something well and be famous for that?
Yeah, definitely.
First of all, fame. People who actually do stuff well don't think about fame, and they don't think about money.
You're right. That's true. They just do it to do it. Yes, they do it to do it. Like, I don't think that... Like, right, because TikTok, you have the creators. They call them creators. Like,
see, I don't even have a clue about this TikTok.
And you have
TikTok.
Your influencers.
This whole thing, I don't even...
But the problem is, while you're, say, TikTok famous, right? Okay, it's great. You got TikTok famous from
what
Twitter.
Is that? What? Okay, so
I like TikTok.
Like a lot of people see your video. Is that what TikTok famous is?
I mean, pretty much. But, and there's some people that I follow that I can really relate to. Like, they give, like, different, like, forms of advice. You know, like, there's all kinds of TikToks. Like, therapists and, like, people
TikTok
that are...
TikTok therapist?
Oh, yeah. Like, people that are a therapist, but they're on TikTok, like, giving advice. Like, they'll just... Like bring
what
up
is
a situation.
The time on TikTok? It's
60 seconds.
So you only get 60 seconds.
So it's real
seconds.
Fast.
What does music have to do with it?
Well, a lot of people dance. And then there's always like songs that are like, so it goes through phases. Like this song's popular this week. The next, and there is a sound. It's called a sound people use. And like, so.
But you don't have to use it.
You don't have to, no. You don't have
but
to use
the
sound.
Are people watching 60 second TikTok videos with no sound?
Sometimes like just someone talking. Yeah.
Why? What is that? What's
like?
What
there's
is that?
Food TikTok, like recipes. There's one guy, like he's dad TikTok, like he'll give you like how to, I don't like need to know how to change a tire, but he'll like say that, like he'll give like dad advice TikTok, and like I like his because he started his for a good reason. It was like basically because you make money from it. I'm not exactly sure how that happens.
So this is really not talent. This is really.
But this is my point. Like, the dad's great. Like, his daughter had, like, a traumatic brain injury. He's trying to get, like, money. Totally seems like nice, normal, just...
That's what they always say before the police arrive.
I know. This guy's legit. But while you're TikTok famous, like you said, you better come up with something that you're doing to... So you're going further after this. Because this isn't going to last for...
But
nothing lasts forever.
But isn't it about the body of work? Isn't that really what you should be striving for? And I don't think you're going to get that on TikTok or YouTube or whatever.
I think YouTube people... I think YouTube's definitely, like, huge and...
It's good, and I like YouTube.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying...
People definitely make a living off YouTube, though.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to be your... It's a good distribution... area, but it's not about YouTube. It's about what you're putting on YouTube.
Right, I think you can definitely start there, and you better have a plan to where you're branching out and becoming a brand of something so you can keep going.
All I'm saying, you know, I see people fail all the time at what they're doing, and the problem they have, no matter what field they're in, is that it's like they have one good idea, and then they have no follow-up with it. They mm-hmm. have no... It's one product. It's
right.
one thing. This is it. Goodbye. And I don't understand that, because
right.
that's not going to work.
But there's definitely people on YouTube that people follow that they have a lot of good ideas. They keep coming up with new stuff, new content all the time. Like, my kids have been watching a few people forever. And I think, how the heck do they come up with this stuff all the time?
Well, yeah, but
it has grown into this huge, like, company.
I just don't know. See, this is the whole thing the other day I was talking about as well. You can't do anything for money. And that was the advice I was giving this girl who was dropping out of college. Because I know she's working full-time now. And I know that's a big reason she mm-hmm. dropped out of college. You know, she's tired of being in debt, doesn't really know what she
right.
wants to do. She knows she doesn't want to do what she's doing full-time for the rest of her life, but she's making money at it. So people say they don't make decisions for that, but they do. They do it all the time.
Well, I personally think in your 20s, it's a great time, like such as her. Like, she dropped out of school. Okay, great. She has a full-time job. Take what you can get out of that full-time job that you have. You're going to learn something from it. You are going to learn something from the job. I don't know what job it is.
Well, first of all, here's the thing. I'm not saying everybody has to go to college.
And then go on and get another job. I think 20s is to figure out what the heck you like and what you don't like.
Right. But the problem is when you start making money and then you start to get raises and then you get comfortable doing it and you no longer have anxiety about going to work, it's very hard to leave that.
I've never had that issue, so...
People get that way.
I've never had that issue. Like,
everybody has something... Mostly, that they wish they had done and didn't.
Oh, I definitely do.
Right. But it's all financial.
Regarding school.
But then people say, oh my gosh, don't you realize I have bills I've got to pay? Well, who made the bills?
I did.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is a self-fulfilling prophecy here.
I absolutely love teaching, but I think there were other things I would have also liked to have done.
So, and the reason you don't do them is...
Because I'm old. You tell me that all the time.
Well, you are old. But that's not a stopper
for
anything.
So you don't think I'm too old to go back to school and do that, huh?
No. No. Okay. No. You know, I refer back here to Larry King. He was in broadcasting for a long, long time and really had no huge success. He did not get on CNN and get his huge success till he was 52.
52. There's a lot of people that didn't have success till their like 40s or 50s.
And what a great time to get it. If you've actually been hammering away for like 30, 40 years, and then you get it,
That's true.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you would appreciate it, definitely. Abby said Encyclopedia Britannica. Oh, I forgot about those.
Yeah, I remember the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah.
But so what's your thing? We know what your thing is. Go ahead.
What's my thing?
I know your thing. Go ahead, say it.
I have a couple things.
Well, give me the thing that...
Are you talking about writing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay, writing.
Okay, writing. So the reason you have not followed up on this is because... Because you'll give me some bum answer
because
here.
Of focus.
Is that what it is? Lack of focus? No, it's money.
Yeah.
Because you say... I remember having this conversation with you when the pandemic started. I said, okay, this is the perfect time to do this. And you said, I've got a business. I've got
to
go.
Well, I did have to work.
No. You've got a half hour a night to focus on this.
I do. That's a bad excuse. I could definitely, anything for an hour a day, you could definitely, everybody has an hour a day to do something.
Usually. Sure.
Yeah.
And you could accomplish it if you did it.
Yeah, I don't want to accomplish it yet. I'm waiting.
What are we waiting on?
I can't say.
You can't say.
No.
Why can't you say?
I'm just waiting.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, I think I know now.
Okay. Just don't want to accomplish it yet.
You want to accomplish it after that?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, how long is it going to take to get to that?
Well, I mean, there's certain people you don't want to have any part of it.
I understand that.
Okay,
I know what we're talking about. I get what we're talking about. But I'm saying, how long is it going to be till that happens?
I mean, hopefully not forever.
Seems like it's been that long.
I know, right?
So how long? Let's set a date on that. Let's set a goal today.
According to Abby, it should have been yesterday.
Well, you can't trust her. No, now see, and I'm not, hopefully she's not listening anymore.
She is listening.
Okay, here, listen, Abby, and I know she disagrees with me on this, but you cannot ask somebody who's been through a problem advice on a problem.
Yeah.
On that, it's not objective. It's no longer objective.
I know, but I still like her advice.
Well, she can give advice, but I just wouldn't take it.
She gets me fired up. It's good for me.
But you don't want to be fired up. You want to be logical. You know, Abraham Lincoln said, nothing gives one person a better advantage over another than to always remain cool and unruffled in all circumstances.
That's true, too. And that's why I haven't done anything yet. For things because of that reason, because I'm being logical about it and I just gotta make
sure. Right, but you can't see, you know, it's like I would not take advice from me on, like, okay, what's something that I would not be good at? Well, it's a short list. But let's be honest here, there's not many of these things. No, but it's something that like if you were going to, let's say you had no kids and you were going to have a kid now.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a bad person to get advice from that because I did that. I did not have kids. So my advice would be skewed toward why I didn't have kids.
Right.
So you can't get good advice from somebody who's in the same boat.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's why that's a good analogy too. Because if your boat's sinking, they're in the boat with you sinking and you don't need their help. You need somebody who's in another boat who knows that boat's not sinking.
Yeah, I have people in a different boat that have given the same advice as the person that has been in the same boat too.
Oh, I'm not saying that can't happen.
Yeah.
Well, I think her and I on this issue agree.
Yeah.
So it's not that we disagree.
It's not always 100%.
No, I'm just saying mine is... if you would ask her to explain why she feels the way she does and why I feel the way I do, there are two different reasonings.
Well, heck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the only difference.
Fired up.
Well,
she
we'll
gets
see.
Fired up for a different reason.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And I agree with her, though, on that because, you know, I know her best. She's been on the show.
Yep.
She did a whole show on it. I appreciated that she did that. I thought that was very honest. I thought that was a good show.
Oh, that was a good show.
Yeah.
And I snuck in my AirPod where I was that day to listen to it.
Right. But, you know, here's what I think, though. If you're, like earlier on, what was your best decade? This is interesting.
My best decade.
What was your, did you listen to this earlier?
No, yeah. I was busy. Sorry.
What was your best decade?
I usually do listen. I listen all the time. What was I doing?
Do you ever listen at night? Do you listen to the replays?
I don't know when they are.
Well, they're all the time.
Well, everywhere I drive in town is only like 4 minutes. And you know what? Honestly, I always catch
Charlie. Why aren't we?
I always catch Charlie's replays.
Well, that's good.
Most of the time.
That's worthwhile.
That's normally what I catch.
Yeah, but why am I not on at the root beer stand?
We don't have a radio. You said you were going to buy us a radio.
I don't think you would leave it on this station.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Well, this will happen.
What other station is there to listen to? That's what my... Even Abby, when I met her at work the other day for something, I had the station on, and she goes, this is always on in my car too. Like, if I'm not listening to my phone, if I don't want to listen to music, your station's what's on in my car.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. I don't listen to...
Have you
to
learned lots listening?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what were you talking about earlier?
What's
today?
Your best... A lot of people think their
best decade.
Most people said teens and 20s, and I don't think that's right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've had my best decade yet.
They've all been a little shoddy.
Well, like, I really liked my childhood. I did have a good childhood. Teens? No, not teens. Not at all. I mean, I did like the 90s, though. I did like the 90s. That's when I was a teenager.
Well, I wasn't born. But
how am I?
Yeah, sure.
But I'll tell you what, like, so from 10 to 20 to 30, I mean, I had my kids. That's what makes it good, but I was really poor. Like, 30 to 40 was, no, I haven't had it yet.
You know what, though?
I feel like I haven't had it yet.
What's your worst decade? 30 to 40.
30 to 40.
Yeah.
I had some major, but see, I also was sick when I was 25, too. Like, you know. I had cancer when I was 25.
So you get some shoddy decades here.
Yeah, I do. And then when I was 36, you know, I had some major life. I had a lot of people pass away in my family in my 30s.
Does
a lot
really
of people.
Bother you?
Well, my dad, yeah. My father. Yeah.
You know, I just think of death differently, I think, than other people.
I don't know. My dad just had so much, like, he was a person that did a lot of, I mean, he was just always on the go, like, I don't know, he was just different, like, didn't it just, he retired, and I don't feel like he got to really enjoy his retirement long enough to...
Right, but you know, isn't it nice that everything has a beginning and an end,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's kind of the way it should be.
I don't know, I'd still like him here for a little bit longer.
Oh, yes, and there are people in my life who I would still like here,
right,
I'm
that's
not
what
saying
I mean.
That. I'm just saying I don't bemoan the death. You know, I don't think about the way they died. I don't think I don't celebrate the day. Some people can't get the day out of their head. I don't do that. I don't go to the cemetery.
Yeah. I go by every once in a while just to, like, make sure it's, like, cleaned up. Like the.
I figure they're not there. So I don't necessarily know that they need me there.
Yeah. I don't go a lot, and I live right by the cemetery. But I did just go pick up his wreath for my mom from Christmas. But, yeah, my dad, I mean, honestly, he was so active in anything. So when he got cancer, it was honestly a shock to everybody. Like, because he was so, like, healthy, quotation, you know, like, wasn't overweight, didn't always on his feet, worked forever, you know.
But see, this
he tinkered.
Shouldn't this be your life lesson then? You
yes.
say this is that we can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, and he had pretty aggressive cancer.
Right.
So I'm in the back of my mind, you're right, because sometimes, you know, I had cancer when I was 25, so I think, oh gosh, I hope that doesn't come back on me someday
yeah,
and be
look,
really aggressive.
You're not doing the thing you want to do because you want to get another thing done. Well, how long are we going to wait on this till the end comes?
These are good life lessons.
It's a good life lesson.
Yeah, so I do miss him, and that was in my 30s. So let's go with 40s, hopefully. 40s seem to be getting better.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're on the uptick.
Yeah, 40 didn't start out too great.
You know, here's what I figure. You keep rolling away from this, but people like the idea of me coming over and working the thing, you know, the speaker when you open up.
Oh, they do?
Oh, sure.
Did they call in?
Yeah, they said they would come then there just for
maybe
that.
Maybe they can blame you for the footlong conies.
Well, I didn't realize you had such bad footlong conies.
I don't. They're good.
Hey, you know.
Listen, if anybody likes a lot of beans in their coney, all they have to do is ask for extra beans, and we will make sure you have extra beans on that foot-long coney. I would never want to, like, not give somebody beans that wants the beans.
I could come over and whip up egg creams.
And there's people that... Egg creams? There are people that will order one and say, with no beans... And I make sure
I pick the beans out.
I don't pick them out with my hand by any means, but I'll take fork. Or sometimes I'm just so good that I can do. I can get the scooper and go around the beans. And I've been making conies since I was 16. So okay.
Well, but
that was my first night of work.
I've never had one
on the conies.
I've never had Dairy Queen's open again.
1996.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's a long time ago,
isn't
it?
That's a long time ago.
So when people do come in and they say, you used to have this 10 years ago, I'm like,
maybe you were there 10 years ago.
I was there a long time ago. But people will come in and ask for popcorn, and I was there when we used to have popcorn on Sundays. Older people will come in for popcorn, and I feel bad because we don't have it anymore. We don't have the machine.
We'll just buy a new one.
I am not buying. That's just one more thing to clean and have to take care of, and that sounds horrible.
Can't you microwave the popcorn?
That's not as good as popping it.
Oh, you just sold it and butter it.
So have you been to Dairy Queen? I could have went and got you a Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I know.
I could have, because I bet they didn't have a long line.
No.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, actually, they do have long lines, though.
My favorite dessert.
Let me tell you, Dairy Queen last spring, they were booming.
Oh, yeah, I went there many times. But the lobby wasn't open, so I always wondered if that was because, if that was why the line was so long.
But still, even with the lobby not open, like, you would see cars parked, and the line would still be going out. Because I was leaving Stewart's every night, and I'm a restaurant, and I was excited for them. I was like, oh, my God, look how busy they are. Like, that's awesome.
But I think it was because the lobby was closed. Because I used to go there a lot, and you would always see, like, 8-9 cars parked. In people inside.
Yeah.
Well, you take 8-9 cars and you put them in the drive-through. Well, that's going to put you back out to the street.
Yeah, but there'd be cars parked from where they had gone through the drive-through, and it was a continuous line, though, last year during the whole shutdown. It was a continuous line.
Yeah, I think other restaurants in that area, you know.
Yeah, and they're really nice. Like, the Dairy Queen and I, we sometimes I run out of something and they run out of something, and we, or the Jersey, like, we all trade. Like, we have to, sometimes we have to have each other's back.
Now, what do you run out of? Coney sauce?
You know, no. We don't share Coney sauce.
Beans,
we have completely different. You know what happens? It's like paper products. Like, sometimes the, like, footlong, the boats, the long boats, you can't just go buy those at the store. They'll sneak up on you and you'll be out of them. You're like, oh, crap. Footlong buns, that is a big deal. We all have the same bread service in Marion. Even though they don't have a hub in Marion anymore, but we still have the same bread. And we sometimes have to give each other footlong buns, just depending, you know, some days they're having a huge run on footlong, some days I am. What else? This is bad. Like, once in a while, I have had a CO2 issue on a Sunday, and you're not getting the CO2 guy to come on a Sunday. And they've let me borrow their CO2. You got to have that for the pop machine. Yeah. Cooper's Bowling has let me borrow a CO2 tank on a Sunday. Because we know the owner, and he comes in a lot.
Are they still open?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, good.
Yeah. They have really good food out there. I like their food.
Now, do you have to bowl in a mask?
No. I don't think so. I think when you're sitting, like, if you're sitting at the table, you're supposed to be wearing the mask. I think when you walk up there, you're allowed to. I'm not sure, though. I haven't been out there. But what I've heard from people in a bowling league, that I know that when, I know they did start to really, like, when everything was, like, surging, they were definitely, you were bowling. I think you might have been bowling in a mask.
You know, that used to be a communal thing that went away because of the internet. People used to form bowling teams.
They do. They have, like, a lot of leagues out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have, like, Monday Night League. They have a huge league out there. Like, it's...
That's nice. I think that gets people together who aren't normally together. You know, you got to get out of your box. Yeah. That's one thing the internet has done, too. It's put people in boxes. It's put people in their family.
Who was I talking to yesterday? I just said that I think... Oh, I'm going to physical therapy for my tennis elbow, finally, after 4 months.
But you've never played tennis.
I've never played tennis, so it's from something else.
Not really tennis elbow.
But it's called tennis elbow. Okay. It's called tennis elbow.
I don't know that that's true, but...
It's true. I don't know the medical term for it, but I said I think people are going to have a hard time, like, that have been home and getting out of the box after all of this.
Oh,
like,
I think
anxiety.
I'm telling you that there's going to be a rude awakening when this thing's over for the people who are working at home.
Yes.
They've been there too long, and when they have to drag their butts back and they have to get up and shower in the morning again, and they start paying for gas to get back and forth to work again, and an hour is added on to their day again to travel there and travel home, I think it's going to be a nightmare for those people.
I totally agree, because, I mean, I know you get in a slump, too, if you're not working.
But do you know they really believe that they're just going to stay home?
I don't know why you want to stay. Like, I get a break from Stewart's, but after a couple months, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is horrible. Like, I'm at home.
Well, but
you have no motivation to get up, going, go get that.
And they don't.
Get out to the world. You know, you don't. And I haven't subbed because I had a last week, and then everybody started getting, like, I got sick, I got corona, and then it was Christmas break, and they went on remote till January 19th, and there hasn't really been a ton of, because people are gone, so I doubt they're taking a lot of time off from not being at school right now. There hasn't been a ton of positions lately that I've seen, unless they're getting picked up by other people, but... and I'm like 2 months home now, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am ready to go back to work.
Well, I'm interested that people seem to love it so much, because there are people who do like it, and I feel most bad for them, because what the day comes when this is over, and it will come.
Yeah.
And they're called back. I think they're going to be depressed.
Yeah, they will be. It will be hard.
It's going to be, you know, I have to get up again. I have to go to work again. You'll start spending that gas money again. Your day gets longer again. I don't think it's going to be a little
Yeah, I think people iffy. Get used to it being home.
Or I think they will fire everybody. Well, here's what I really think. I don't think you're going to fire somebody during the pandemic, because that's going to look bad as long as your company can stay open.
Yeah.
But when there's no pandemic as an excuse anymore to leave everybody at home, if you are something that's like data entry or you are customer service, why wouldn't you outsource that? Why would you pay somebody the wage that you were paying them to come in?
Right.
You wouldn't.
True.
So... let's hope they all go back.
I really enjoy work. I didn't even want to close this year, but I was running out of employees because they were all going. They're in sports, they're kids, they have stuff. Sports started going on, so the schedule was getting harder and harder to.
Well, can you imagine what Christmas time would have been like?
Oh my gosh.
Fun.
Like us being open?
Yeah.
I thought of that. I'm like, man, it's not any fun. We can't ever be open at Christmas time, and we'd have the best time. My employees would make it fun. Like, we would have a good time being open. But they're all ready to go. They're ready to go.
But we don't know. February's next week.
Listen, I haven't stepped foot up there for a month. I said I am not going in there the month of January, just because I am there every single day, all day.
Well, you got to work that out, too.
For 7 months.
You got to learn to delegate.
Right. So I took January off, but February 1st is coming. Is that on
Monday?
Yep, I'm going back up. I'm going to make sure I got all my stuff done and then ready to go. So when it's time to open, just making sure we're not going to get too much, like, freezing, deep freeze.
Oh, it's going to be cold.
Weather. Well, like, the upper 20s is okay, but if it gets down in the teens, it's too cold for us.
So we're out of time.
This was
fun. We'll be right by.
And you have to come back tonight.
I will. I'll be back tonight, 8 to 10.
I listen on Friday nights.
I have a lot of fun on Friday nights. Angie's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun.
She's getting a little more... when she first started, she was quieter on here with you, but she speaks up a little bit more now to you.
Well, you just want everybody to disagree with me.
Well, you know,
Angie and
I think,
don't have a lot to disagree about.
I think all three of us should sit here.
You think? There's just some people who don't disagree with me.
Yeah. And didn't she have a birthday last Friday?
Thursday.
Last Thursday.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw her sister giving her a hard time on Facebook, that comment.
That's true. Uh-oh.
There's nothing wrong with 40.
No.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, so that's nice.
You would know.
I know. I need to have a birthday because I've been wanting some birthday cake.
Birthday cake's good.
I know.
So I'll be back tonight.
All right.
You won't be here next week.
If I can make it back in town in time, I will try. I can always set up Dawson to come in if he doesn't have anything to do.
We'll have a show next week. Yeah. It'll be good. Yeah. I told you, noon on Fridays. So just, shut it down, get somebody to watch it, whatever you got to do.
Did you just say shut down the restaurant on Fridays?
No, well, I mean,
at lunchtime?
Hey, if it's a busy time, just have somebody. Listen, every Friday I'm going to be going for 1 hour. Deal with it.
Lunchtime's a hard one to get away from when we first opened the first couple months.
You'll be good.
Our life is insane. Do you know the amount of call-ins we get on Fridays?
Just
huge call-ins.
You'll come back.
Plus everybody showing up at the same time.
I'll be back tonight. Everybody have a good day.
All right.
Heading for the dugout.
All right.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
It's never easy. I mean, I could have taken an extra one. I